Dante, Jim O'Neill called you a follow me or else type of leader on this team. Do you agree with that?
Kind of. You know, but we have a bunch of leaders. I just have to come here and do my job. I learned how to lead, and I learned how to practice, and I learned how to prepare to win football games from some of the best in the National Football League, from, you know, coaches like Vic Fangio, that was my defensive coordinator in San Francisco, and he put a big responsibility on me from day one when I landed in San Francisco 3 years ago. And he made sure that even on days when you felt tired, even on days when you didn't feel like you wanted to practice or feel like you wanted to lift or feel like you wanted to do extra study, you had to if you wanted to get to where you wanted to go. So, you know, it has goes off to those guys, but, you know, I guess that is what I am here.
Jim also called you the enforcer of this defense, yeah. The guy that's going to scare other teams. Yeah. You agree with that?
Yeah, I believe that. That's my game. That's what I like to do. That's what defensive football is about. And not too long ago, I did a show for Outside the Lines that'll be premiering right before the season starts. And, you know, they talk about that. I talk about that. You know, and I talk about, you know, the middle of the football field to be in a scary place. You know, it's not a place where guys should want to go. It is not a place where guys are going to go on this defense. And once you do that and you put fear into opposing offenses and fear into opposing offensive players, then that's when you start to see a lot of tip balls and guys not wanting to, you know, go into the middle of the football field. And you're limited what you can do as an offense. So, you know, we're going to start with that. You know, we're going to start with Gibson. You know, he's going to, you know, to put some fear into some guys, you know, and then it goes from there. Then you have a scary defense. Then everybody wants to, you know, go in there and put a little extra effort in, put their pads down, and, you know, whether you get ran over or not, this is what our defense is going to be about, and that's how you start a great defense.
Be tough is one thing, but how do you instill toughness in others, or can you?
You show it. You know, you show it as a standard. You know, once you develop that standard, and it's a standard around here, the way we practice, the way we study, the way we play, then it becomes easy for everybody. So you have to show it first and foremost, develop that standard, and go out here and live up to it each and every day.
Did you see some of the hits that Gibson had last year?
Yeah, I didn't really see any of the hits. I saw some of the interceptions that he had. You know, but I've been around some of the best in National Football League. A guy like Brian Dawkins, who's a mentor to me, you know, who I grew up watching, who I grew up idolizing, and that's the way I got the way I play the football game is I got it from Brian Dawkins, and I talked to him, you know, Friday night before that game, Saturday night before the game, and then Sunday, you know, I'm ready to play. So my hat goes off to him also. So, you know, I've been able to learn from the best.
When did you fall in love with instilling that fear?
I've always been like this. You know, even from Glenville High School to Little League football, I don't know. It's just a part of the game that everybody can't do and aren't willing, and they're not willing to go out there and put their body on the line and sacrifice it. And it's just something that I enjoy doing. So it's easy for me to do that. It's easy to set that standard, and we'll see when training camp and the pads go on in preseason. That's when you develop that standard.
Is there a fine line, and I don't know if this is what the outside line piece was about, yeah. But just the idea that you're trying to instill that in a time where they're trying to make the game as safe as possible, and sometimes even what seems to be clean hits are penalized.
Yeah, I trust me, I know that firsthand. You know, I had 6 of them last year, and they all, you know, I was fined $0 last year, so. You know, we understand that, but football is not a easy game. You know, if you don't want to get hit, then, you know, don't play football. Don't play offense. The outside line of piece is about that. It's about, you know, how they're trying to change the game. And just because something looks like a big hit, you know, they're willing to find it. But, you know, we're not really worried about that. You can't take the football field worried about that. You know, I pride myself on doing it the right way. So when the NFL goes and they look at the hits on Monday or they look at it on Tuesday, and they come back and they say it's not a fine, it was a clean hit. I pride myself on that. So we'll take 15 yards to instill some fear in somebody, but we're going to do it the legal way. You know, we're going to not lead with the crown of our helmet. You know, we're going to lead with our shoulder pads. We're going to wrap, you know, but we're going to hit people. You know, you're not going to be able to run through this defense.
Is Dansby the same type of player?
Yeah, he is similar, but he'll pride himself on more so tackling than, you know, instilling big hits. I pride myself on instilling big hits, you know, and tackling second. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But that's the way I play the game. I've always played it like that, and I'm going to continue to play it like that for the Cleveland Browns.
Dante, acknowledging that it's not full speed, how did Johnny Manziel look against the ones?
He looked good. He looked good. You know, sometimes he stares some things down out there, and that's for a young guy. He wants to know where to go with the football. But, you know, he's getting better and better each and every day. You know, he's throwing the ball very, very accurately. He knows where his check down is at all times. A lot of times when he's running boots and he get pulled up by a guy, you know, he's doing little tricks where he'll throw a sidearm, he'll throw it over the top of you. You know, he'll take a couple steps back and get it to the flat. you know, he's learning. He's developing each and every day, and he looked pretty good today.
What can a young guy do this time of year? Can anything really happen before you come back in August?
No, there's nothing you can really do. You can just come out here, be quiet, close your mouth, and work hard. And then when training camp and the pads are on, you can really show the intangibles that you have, not only standing in the pocket and throwing the football, but the intangibles that he has when there's nothing open, making a guy miss, getting a first down with his legs. So, you know, during training camp when the pads go on in preseason, he'll be able to show everything that he can possibly do.
What about all this gear with the Vegas stuff?
Yeah.
Are you a little bothered? Like, hey, your rookie stayed home?
No, I'm not really bothered, you know, because, you know, I was once a guy at 21 years old. I came into the National Football League at 20 years old. And I can guarantee you, if me and Johnny came in together, I probably would have been in Vegas with him. You know, but he didn't get any trouble. He didn't harm anybody. He's here. He's working hard. You know, he's in his playbook. He's not out there making mental errors. He's out there doing what was asked of him. And that's all that matters. So I'm sure he's going to take this as a little more fuel to the fire. You know, he's still in a quarterback battle right now. And, you know, it's not a big deal.
What's your impression of Darwin Cook?
I think he's a pretty good football player, you know, but, you know, as time goes on, we'll be able to tell more and more about him.
Is he hungry out there?
I think everybody looks hungry to me. You know, just taking a football field with these guys, you know, the energy is just different. You can tell the guys really, really want to do the right thing. They're really giving maximum effort. And, you know, we're here to win football games. We're not worried about the Cleveland Browns of the past. We have a bunch of new players. We have a bunch of new, you know, guys upstairs. We have a bunch of new coaches. You know, we're not really worried about the past Cleveland Browns. We're worried about our energy now, what we can do to win games now, and just going out there and putting it all on the line.
Does it make you feel older that he said he idolized you growing up?
It makes me feel a little older, but I'm only 28 years old, you know. So, you know, I guess that's the way the game goes. You know, I looked up to guys like Troy Vincent when I came into National Football League, learned a lot from him, and Nate Clemens and London Fletcher, who's also a Cleveland native. These are all guys that I learned from. So now, you know, it's my opportunity to help these guys and to give back all the knowledge that they gave me. So it doesn't make me feel old because I'm only 28. I feel all right.
When you're a defensive player and you have a defensive head coach, mm-hmm. How's that different than if it's an offensive guy and they just kind of want the defense?
Well, first and foremost, when you have an offensive head coach and you're going against the offense in practice, he's always going to give everything to the offense. You know, whether it's 1 yard short of the first down on fourth down or whatever, everything's going to go the offensive way. Now that you have a defensive coach, it's all going the defensive way. So we understand if it's close, defense wins, and that's the way we like it.
All right, guys. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.